This is a world premiere. Everyone knows the name Blackbeard when you hear it. It's, you know, it's other than maybe Captain Hook, right? The most famous pirate that actually existed, though.
How did you,
do you want to start with the score? How did you come up with this idea to do a musical out of a freaking pirate?
Well, first of all, who doesn't love pirates?
Yeah.
And then, you know, then we got a call from Eric, who's the artistic director of Schaefer,
Eric Schaefer had this idea that he wanted to turn the theater into a pirate ship, basically like a 3D experience for the audience. And so he asked us about it, but he didn't have a specific pirate, so we started researching pirates. And as you say, the first one that comes up on lists is always Blackbeard. So we started to do a little research into that, and turns out he was fairly interesting, and then we just sort of went from there.
What elements that you say fairly interesting, what elements of his life jumped out when you're doing your research? Because we know the name, but a lot of us don't know much else.
The one that interested me is every time he would go into battle, he would stick cannon fuses into his beard and light his beard on fire.
What?
So that when the enemy would see him, he would appear as some sort of mythic beast. And that interested me because, first of all, it's theater. It's an actor putting on a costume. But it also suggested that it was a man who wanted to be a myth.
Yeah.
And I thought that's an interesting idea for a musical, a guy who wants to be something bigger and better. And
how's that created visually? Do you actually have little, it looks like his beard's on fire?
I hesitate to say because
we don't want to spoil it.
No, we don't want to spoil
everything.
But
you do attempt to bring that to life.
There is a version of it in the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. That's your visual teaser. But is there? You mentioned you wanted the whole thing to be a ship. Explain how that's laid out on stage.
Oh yeah, they've turned the team there at Signature Theater has turned the theater into this huge ship. The whole thing takes place on the pirate ship, and the audience is going to feel like they're part of it.
What's the ship called?
It's called Queen Anne's Revenge. Queen Anne's Revenge.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you wrote the music, though. So we're talking about it. We see a ship. We see maybe a beard on fire. All right. What are some of – run down some of the songs or the general theme feel you're trying to go for.
It's an adventure musical. It's an adventure fantasy.
Like Errol Flynn-ish.
Errol Flynn. Take a little Errol Flynn. Take a little Raiders of the Lost Ark and shake it up
The Seahawk.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It has a bit of a movie score, a cinematic feel to it. But there's a lot of rollicking fun with the pirates as they take sail.
What sort of instrumentation is it?
We have an 8-piece band that sounds like 24. We got guitar. We have guitar. We have electric guitar. We have acoustic guitars. We have bass, electric bass. We have keyboards. And we have two percussionists. What I'm particularly excited about as a composer is to have a dedicated percussionist as well as a drummer/percussionist in the show.
Awesome.
It's big and body.
Who wants to rave about the cast members here?
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay.
it's an amazing cast. We have 10 people in the cast who play about 60 roles between them. There's one actress in particular I just found out the other day. She has 16 costume changes in a 90-minute show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They work so hard, I cannot tell you. They all have amazing voices. They're all fantastic actors, and they all had to learn how to sword fight, which there's a lot of in the
show. A lot of swashbuckling?
Yeah.
Swashes everywhere.
Absolutely. It dawned on me the other night I was watching it. There are not a lot of musicals that have action sequences in them. They have dance sequences. You're more likely to see sword fighting in a play than in a musical.
That's true. I mean, West Side Story is about the only thing I can think of. The rest are like maybe a Shakespeare play
You have to go to Shakespeare or Cyrano or something to see. But there's an enormous amount of sword fighting in the show, like nothing I've ever seen. This cast is something else.
Well, name some of the cast members. Are Blackbeard?
The guy playing Blackbeard, his name is Chris Hoke. He's from New York, and he is absolutely tremendous. He's been in everything. He's been in Matilda and Shrek on Broadway and all these other wonderful things. And he's amazing. He looks like he's about 10'2" on stage. I've never seen someone look bigger on a stage.
Is he just because he's tall, or do you have him in lifts, or what? How do you make him in that mythic?
He's a tall guy.
Plus, he just makes it happen.
He's such
a great actor. We have Nova Payton.
Yes.
We have Kevin Stephen McAllister.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Maria Edgar.
As you mentioned them, what's their role?
Well, they play many different roles. Okay. Nova is playing Dominique/Sal. Okay. Kevin is playing his dedicated role is that of Caesar, which is the right hand man to Black. Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. And
we've got
Maria Egler, who's playing La Mer as well. What is her other?
La Mer, she plays Morgan.
Morgan, that's right.
Who we call Meg for some reason. We've got a young actor named Rory Boyd, who plays, he's another one. He only plays one role. He plays Roger.
Chris Mueller
is fantastic. Plays Kamikaze.
And Larry Redmond.
Yeah.
And Bobby Smith. And Awa Sauseka.
Yes. Any Titanic carryovers? Because they've already been on the ship. So.
I think so, yeah. Wasn't Bobby in Titanic
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, and Larry was as sure. well, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to share before you leave?
I just think it's a fabulous show for the whole family.
Yeah.
You know, what we've noticed is the audiences are loving it, the children as well as the adults. And so it's exceptionally happy place for me to see the kids really enjoy.
How long has it been running so far?
Just a week. We've had a week of previews. We open officially tomorrow night.
Any good feedback? People coming up, a specific line or something that someone has told you after the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually quite enjoy standing at the back of the theater and listening to people talk on the way out. And so far, the reaction has been fantastic.
What are they saying?
Go, Dana, you tell your story.
Last night, it was great. I mean, we heard kids deciding, you be heave, I'll be ho. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of fun. I mean, they're identifying with the characters, and deciding and taking team – deciding on which team they're for, whether it's Team Roger, Team Blackbeard, or whatever already.
And what's the thematic takeaway after the story? What does the audience go home with message-wise?
Message-wise, I think what they go home with is that it's about the adventure. It's about the journey. It's not necessarily about the treasure. It's about the acquiring of the treasure. It's about just enjoying life and appreciating this moment here right now.
The journey, not the destination thing.
Exactly.
And we don't need Dramamine. We're not going to get seasick in there, right?
No.
Okay.